It's Helen, Davey and Jan looking after you throughout this afternoon till 6 o'clock. Now, keep listening because I've got this great news to share with you. Something I want to shout about, basically. You'll see why I'm saying that in a sec. News about a new free mental health film and arts festival that's coming to Liverpool in April. The Shout Out Liverpool Festival is going to be held at the Blue Coat. There's loads on offer, loads happening for film, music, theatre, dance and poetry. The event is going to be curated by festival director Carey Fitzgerald. She's CEO of Silver Mountain Productions and she's going to fill out all the gaps now and the blanks regarding what's happening. And I'd like to say welcome to Carey. Thank you for being with us on the afternoon show.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Helen.
Tell us, because this sounds really fantastic, and the festival itself, there's two parts to our little chat this afternoon, Carey. You need help from creatives, don't you, to take part, but also you want to spread the word about what the festival is about. So let's start with that first of all. Tell us about Shout Liverpool and what's going to be in store.
Okay, so there's a charity in London called Ashford Place that I'm the chair of, and it's the most amazing charity that does an enormous amount of work with mental and physical health. And so the year before last, I had a conversation with the two people that run it, Danny and Rini, about how I could bring my expertise and their expertise together, because my day job is that I work in the film industry. So we came up with the idea of this mental health film and arts festival. And it really came, you know, post-COVID, everyone is touched by with mental health. So we had the first one 2 years ago. It was a two-day event in London, and it was enormously successful. We discovered some fantastic talent. And basically, we do film and performance, spoken word, everything. But with people with lived experience of mental health, and have Q&As afterwards. And it's a celebration. It's opening the conversation and normalising the issues of mental health. And so we had our second Shout London last October, and then we happily got some funding from the English Arts Council and to go to another city. So what better city to come to than Liverpool?
So great choice.
Absolutely. So we're coming to Liverpool on the 17th and 18th of April at the Blue Coats Centre. And the tickets will be available online from our website on the 1st of March.
And what you're after, Carey, as well, is submissions from original artists who have mental health as part of their makeup, as in they day-to-day go about their business, but it's a great platform to express, to share, to raise awareness and to get like-minded people involved. And this is a whole array of creativity from film, theatre, dance, spoken word, music. What exactly are you looking for?
Okay, we're looking for some Liverpool content because obviously we've put it on in London before, and we've had content from all over the country, by the way, and also from Ireland, because we're very Liverpool, what am I talking about? Ashford Place originally was in a very, very Irish area, and so we have a lot of Irish content. So we're looking for anyone. They don't necessarily have to be themselves that have been touched by mental health, but it could be someone in their family or friends, but, you know, they want to promote. I'll just give you a quick example. The event will be opened by an amazing woman called Maria McAteer. And she's a actress, singer, dancer. She was the first mixed race world champion Irish dancer in the world. And we're about to do a film about her. And she and a wonderful violinist called, her name's gone out of my mind for the moment, Alice, they will open the show with a performance from her play. Her play is called The Guinness Girl, and the film's going to be called The Guinness Girl. And she suffers from suffered as a child from a condition called DPD, which is depersonalization disorder, which I'd never heard of in my life. And coincidentally, we have another singer-songwriter called Sasha Wood, who became part of the festival last year, and she also suffers from it. And they're both of them met for the first time, someone else that had suffered from that condition, which is basically when you see yourself from the outside looking in. In fact, if you want to know more about the conditions, you have to come to the festival with someone that knows how to talk about it more clearly. But it's that kind of thing. You know, people come along and perform and then have a sort of Q&A afterwards and a chat about their lived experience. And it's just to break the stigma and just normalise everything. That's the ethos behind it, really.
And Gary, I know that the invitation is open to our listening area, which is wonderful, and we can get more details. I'll give out information at the end. But I know that the collaboration as well, you're with, for Shout Liverpool, mental health campaigner John Salmon, and What's Going On in Your Head. Tell us more about that.
Oh, John Salmon's amazing. I mean, a big part of especially the first festival was about suicide prevention. John Salmon is really a great advocate for suicide prevention. And What's Going On in Your Head, they do all kinds of performances, live performances on about mental health, mainly suicide. So he's been fantastic support. So we also have, he did last year, the most recent one, one of his films that he did with another fantastic guy called Neil Avery, which was really about men talking, because, you know, it's all about talking at the end of the day. So yes, it's a big variety of content. And also the other thing that I'd like to say, Helen, is not everybody wants to talk about it. So this year we had an exhibition of art, and we had a poetry wall where people that perhaps wanted to exhibit their work but didn't necessarily feel comfortable talking to an audience could participate also. So you don't necessarily need to shout. You might just want to listen and to engage. And it's a very relaxed,
Go on, Carrie. Yeah, go on.
I was just going to say that there are no experts there. It's just normal people that are touched by mental health and that are helped by the arts, basically.
And the deadline, if you want to get involved, if you are an artist and you think, do you know what, I fancy a bit of that, submissions for what you can offer, you can email info@shoutcelebration.com, and the deadline for that is Monday, the 18th of March. But for the event itself in April, Carrie, who would you like to see coming to the Shout Festival?
Oh, I'd just like to see local people that are interested and hearing or talking about, and first of all, seeing great content, because we'll have some wonderful, I'm sure we'll have some wonderful music, films, poetry, everything on the day. So anyone that just wants, it's free to attend, it's ticketed, but free to attend for over 18s, because it had to be over 18 because of any kind of trigger warnings. And it's just a great, fun, interesting day out, celebrating mental health, in fact.
And the event itself is on the 18th and 19th of April. Before I let you go, Carrie, tell me about, because you're the CEO of Silver Mountain Productions, loving the title, darling. Tell me about the productions.
Okay, we're a film and TV production and worldwide distribution company. We're actually an Irish company. And in fact, one of our pet and, you know, really exciting films that we're putting together at the moment is The Guinness Girl, is the feature film that Maria McAteer's life story, basically. It's a bit of a Billy Elliot story set in Newcastle about her journey as a mixed race girl, with all kinds of barriers, but ending up becoming the first mixed race world champion Irish dancer in the world. But we have a variety. I've just got back from Berlin, where there was a big film festival this week. So we're very international in our films and our content. You know, we work with people from all countries, a lot in Ireland, but that's just that's just because we're based there, I guess.
Wonderful. Carrie, going to leave it there. You are the CEO of Silver Mountain Productions. And those dates again for the free Mental Health and Arts Festival coming to Liverpool, Shout Liverpool, for the 18th and 19th of April. For more details, head to... Have you got any socials, Carrie, that you can share with us to find out more?
We do, and I should have become more prepared, but I haven't...
Don't worry, I can do that for you. Give me a part in a film, will you?
Absolutely, yes.
Cheers, Kerry. I've got the red hair. I have got Irish stock, so I'm laughing.
Perfect. Okay, lovely. I hope to see you there.
Will indeed. Kerry Fitzgerald, a pleasure to catch up, film director. And if you want to get more details for Shout, then the information is www.shoutliverpool.org. And the dates to remind yourself to keep free, the 18th or the 19th of April. Keep listening. Oh, hello. Who's coming on the show? Monty Don.